on Daf Esvav Amid Beis. We had before a member of Rebbe that Darshan from Bimay Yigoyal Ba'ela, that Ela Zamiyat Ba'ela Nigal Ba'ena Nigal B'Sheish, that there's no din Geula of Sheish by an evidently aninka laaku. So the Gemara says, Uman tane the poligalei de Rebbe, who is chaylik on Rebbe? And these tanoim hold that an evidently aninka laakum is nigal l'sheish, and they make a different drasha from this eila. Rabbi Yosi aglili the Rabbi Kiv. The Sanya we learned in the Baraisa, lo yigoyel ba'eila, Rabbi Yosi aglili oimer, ba'eila l'shicho, b'shar kol odom l'shibut. Now, let us just give a little preview of what the Gemara is going to say later, to understand what the Gemara is saying now. The Gemara says later as follows. In Pasuk and Seif Parshas Bahar, and it speaks about the Geula of an Eved Hanimka La'akum, so it says in Pasuk Memches as follows. Ache Nimka Geula Ti Eloi, Echad Mei Echad Yigolenu, Oy Doi Doi, Oy Ren Doi De Yigolenu, Oy Misher Besorei Mi Mishpachta Yigolenu, Ahisiga yodai v'nigol. And the Gemara says v'nigol means ayidei achayim. That's what the Gemara is going to say later. So the emison, the pasuk is telling us three oifanim of geula. There's geulas kreivim, there's geulas atzmai, ahisiga yodai, and v'nigol is geulas achayim. These are the three oifanim of geula. So now let us see the Gemara. The Mantan of the Polygalai the Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshig Lili the Rabbi Kiva. The Sanya, Imloy Yigoyel the Eile, Rabbi Yeshig Lili Oina. Now Eile, Lachere, is going on Gulas Kaiva. That's the previous Sukkot. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili, so the Gemara held now that Eila is going on the Gulas Kreivim that's Mefurish Bekra. So Rabbi Yosi Glana Be'eila L'shicho, that means Gulas Kreivim is B'shicho, B'shar Kol Odom L'shibot. Gula Sacheren is Shibut, and that means Amoridik types in the Pasik. The Pasik says the Imloi Igoyel Ve'ele. So Rabbi Yosi Glil Amshat, the Geula will not be Ve'ele with these Kaivim. No, the Geula will be Ayidei Acherim. So then, so when Acherim are Goyal and Eviknani, then it's a Gula L'Shibut. Then he has to work for them. So it says in the Pasuk, the Yotzev Ishnas HaYoyvul, who of all the Vimoy? So it's Yotzev Ishnas HaYoyvul from the Acherim who are Goyalim. So their Gula is a Gula L'Shibut. That's how Rabbi Yosi Aglili says. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, no, also the Rabbi Kiva and Beila Lishibut, Humfakel. If Kroivim are Goyal, so it's Lishibut, Bishar Kolodom Lishicho. If other people are Goyal, are Lishicho. So now the Gemara is going to explain the Machlokes. My time is the Rabbi Yosi Aglili. O Makro, Imlo Yigoyal Beila. That's the Ritas Loshem Apostle. If he won't be Nigal Ve'ele, which means Geulas Kreivim, Elo Ba'acher, Migulas Acherim, V'yotzo Bishnas HaYevul. So then, he'll go out Bishnas HaYevul, so that means that by Acherim he works for them till Yaivul. So what was the Geula? What did their Geula accomplish? Their Geula accomplished is not working anymore for the Goy. That's what it says in the beginning of the Parsha. It says, Achenimka Geula Tiyaloi. So, one should see Shalay Yatama Beina Akum. So, we have to get him away from the Goy. That is true. We get him away from the Goy. But if there's a Gulas Acherim, so he'll work for the Acherim till Yaivul. For Rabbi Kiva Oima, Im Lo Yigoyal, Ela Be'ela. So Rabbi Kiva had a very interesting pshat in posit. Eil is going on gulas kovim. I'm a foolish because im lo yigoil elo beile v'yotza v'shnas hayayvo. So then he works for the kovim. So therefore Rabbi Kiva holds gulas kovim l'shibud, gulas acherim l'shicho. That pshat lo yigoil elo beile v'yotza v'shnas hayayvo. Zuch the Gemara, the Rabbi Yisi, Aglilis, Rabbi Yisi, Glili, Tainet, Midi, Ella, the Ella, Ksi, it's a psalmot, the pshat, and posik, he's sticking in the word Ella. Le goil, Ella, the Ella, then be yotza, bishna, sayayu. So the Gemara says, you're right. So that is not the machloikis if we say Ella, the Ella, because Ella, the Ella is not pashte de kro. So the Gemara says, so what is the machloikis? Ella Bahai Kro Kamiflagi. The Machloikis, Rabbi Yisik, Lilo, Rabbi Kive, is in this Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Oi doi doi, oi ben doi doi, yigalenu, zu gulas kreivim. So the first half of the Pasuk is speaking about gulas kreivim. Oi hisiga yodoi, ze gulas atzma, himself is going to himself. Vinigo, zu gulas acherim. So the Pasuk speaks about three Eifanim of Gula. Gula's Kreivim, Gula's Atzmai, Gula's Achei. That Yaisi Aglili Sova. Now, Gula's Atzmai is no Shaila whatsoever. Gula's Atzmai is Ichel Eshich. So there's no Shaila. So now, Gula's Atzmai is Megale on one of the two Gulas which are next to it. That the Geula that is next to Geula Satzmai has halacha of Geula Satzmai. So Rabbi Yisi Aglili Sovar Mikra Nidrash Lefona. That Geula Satzmai is Melamed and Geula Kreivim. So what? So just like Geula Satzmai is Leshichu, so Geula Kreivim is also Leshichu. Rabbi Kiva Sovar, Mikra Nidrosh La'achov. I just skipped over. Rabbi Yisigli Sovar, Mikra Nidrosh La'achov. So therefore, Shadi Geulas Kroivim, Agulas Atzmai. So Gulas Kroivim, we learn out from Gulas Atzmai. That just as Gulas Atzmai is L'shicha, is Gulas Kroivim is also L'shicha. Ma Gulas Atzmai L'shicha, Gulas Kroivim L'shicha. Rabbi Kiva Sovar, Mikra Nidrosh La'acha. The Gulas Atzmai is Melamed on the Teva Shalacha, on the Nigal. Ishadi Gulas Acherim, a Gulas Atzmai. So we learn out Gulas Acherim from Gulas Atzmai. Ma Gulas Atzmai L'shicho, av Gulas Acherim L'shicho. Now, let us now see Rashi. The pligi alei the Rebbe, who are the tannoim that are chelek on Rebbe, va'omri, and they hold the nimka loivet kechovim yoytze l'sheish, Rabbi Yisi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva, the mapik hai ba'ela l'drosh achite, that they use the ba'ela for a different drosh. So the ba'ela is not coming to be mamayit sheish. Ba'ela l'shicho. So Rabbi Yisi Aglili said, ba'ela l'shicho, if kroivim agoylem, he goes out free. Ga'ulu kreivim einoi mishtavet lam. It doesn't work for them. But what is ga'ulu acherim? So then he's mishtavet l'acherim. V'yotza b'shnas ha'yoivu me'yoisei acher shi ga'ulu menoivet kechovim. they'll go out Bishnas HaYoivu from the Acher. Alme Ga'ovoi Shar Kolodom Mishtabed Loi. So that's how Rabbi Yosef Glilu Lamshat in the Pasuk. Im Loi Yigoel Ba'ela Bekroivim, and then there's the Yotso, no what, it wasn't Gulas Kem, it was Gulas Acherim. Yotso Mishnas HaYoivu, I mean Mishnas HaYoivu, so he works till Yoivu by the Acherim. V'nigal z'gula sacherim, v'limda shekol adam b'Yisrael goyloim miyad oivet kechav. Anyone could be goyl. Ein oivet kechav yochel akev olov. And oivet kechavim cannot prevent you from doing this. I mean, it's bal kolchei the goy. Oivet kechav shetach shedayna kosov medavet. Speaking about a goy that is under our jurisdiction. So Memele, so we can do what the Torah tells us to do. Rabbi Yosi Sava Mikro Nidrosh Lefonov Gulas Atzmai Pshitalon Bahav L'Shicha. That we know, Plo Gulas Atzmai Zicha L'Shicha. V'hi Melamedes Al Shah Gulas. And this is Melamed Pshat and the other Gulas. L'Rabbi Yosi Eine Melamedes Al Gulas Koivim. Shehi lefoneh, gulas koivim is in front, before gulas atzmai. Umikro hanidrosh lelamei, a posik that's coming to darshan, to teach us something, nidrash lelamei al shalafonov. So it comes to teach us that which is written in front of it. Hakosav lamaylo imenu. So therefore, this posik, Imloi Yigoyal Ba'ila, Ba'ila's Gulas Koivim. No, we heard before, not Imloi Yigoyal Ba'ila, I'm sorry, the Pasuk of, we hear Oideide Ben Doide Galeno, Oisi Goyode Ben Yigoyal. So here we have three Gulas, Gulas Koivim, Gulas Atzma, and Gulas Acherim. So Yosef Lili holds that Hisiga Yoddoi, which is Zichra Agula Leshicha, is Melamed on the first Gula, which is Gula's Kaim, it's also Leshicha. Shadi Gula's Kaivim Agula Satsma. Little my time, that we could learn Gula's Kaivim from Gula Satsma. Lafisha Melamed Ashalafonov. Because Gulas Atzmai is Melamed on the word that's in front of it. Hilkach Gulas Koivim Lomad Megulas Atzmai Aksub Acher. So therefore we learn Gulas Koivim from Gulas Atzmai. Rabbi Kiva holds Nidrash La'achov Aksub Lamatei Menu. That we learn out if Yisiga Yodoi, which is Melamed on the Venigol, which is speaking about Gulas Acherim. Aksub lamate mena ilkach gulas atzmai melamedes al gulas acher. Alme lamait gulas acherim mi gulas atzmai. Now we learn that gulas acherim from gulas atzmai. So what do we have over here? So we have over here a machlokes between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva. Which Geula is a Geula of Shichel, and which Geula is a Geula of Shibud. So, V'siga Yodai is Ichel a Geula of Shichel. So according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, V'siga Yodai is Megale, and the Geula Shalafonim, which is Geula's Koivim, is also a Geula of Shichel. Now, if I don't have a Geula and Geula's Acherim, so I say that's a Geula of Shibud. And Rabbi Kiva holds that if Yisiga Yodai is Melamed al Gula Shalachov, which is Gula Sacherim, so that is a Gula Shal Shicha. But Gula Skoivim is a Gula Shal Shicha. Fine. Frech the Gemara, very nice, but Yehochi Be'ela Lomali. The Baraisa started off, Lo Yigoyel Be'ela. And Eila is telling us that one is
Leshicha and one is Leshibot. That's what the Eila is coming. Ligol Be'Eila Be'yotza B'shnas Hayoivu. So Pshat is that Be'Eila is one type of Gula, Gula Leshicha, or Ela Be'Eila like Habikive, and then there's a Gula Leshibot. So according to you, why do you need this whole Drosha from Eila? Ligol Be'Eila. I have here Aidoide ben Doide Galena, which is Gulas Kaivim. I have Isiga Yadoi, which is Gulas Atzmai. And I have an eagle, which is Gulas Acherim. And now you have a Machloikis. If Gulas Atzmai is Malamed al Gulas Kaivim, was Malamed al Gulas Acherim. So you don't need this Eila. Before the Braises started off, that we dash from the Eila. So the Gemara answers as follows. He loved Be'ele, Havamina, Mikra Nidrash, Bein Lefonov, Bein Lacha. So Moses says, I got news for you. That the Emerson Visiga Yodai, which is speaking about Gulas Atzmai, is a Malamed on the Gulas Shalafonov, on the Gulas Shalacha. So if we wouldn't have any other Drosh, I would say all Gulas are a Gula Lashicha. That's what I would say. Mikra Nidrash, Bein Lefonov, Bein Lacha. Ba'akur Lashicha. But now I have the pasuk im leigoil be'ele. Let's go according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Leigoil be'ele v'yotza b'shnas hayoivo. So this pasuk is telling us that no, there's one geula that is l'shichu. V'im leigoil be'ele. So then this v'yotza b'shnas hayoivo. So the second geula is a geula l'shibuk. That's so the eile is megale. That only one gula is l'shicha and one gula is l'shibah. Frag the Gemara. So that's very good according to Yaisi Aglili. So we understand the drosha of Leigol Be'ele. Be'ele is going on gula's kreivim. And if Leigol Be'ele, the Yotze B'shnas Hayoivu, the gula's achem is l'shibah. But according to Rabbi Kiva, we don't know how to darshan the Be'ele. We're back where we started from. That means if you're telling me everyone in your site holds Mikra Nidrash Be'ele upon the Be'ele Acho, the whole drosh is derived from Be'ele, and those sahadas of the Kiva darshan the Be'ele. Yochi od the kosher leduchte. So the Gemara says, Elo bisvore kemiflegi. The machloikis Rabbi Yosi Aglili is this. There's a pasuk before that speaks about three gulas. It speaks about gulas kreivim, oideide ben doide yigolanu. It speaks about gulas atzmai, and it speaks about gulas acherim, v'nigol. Now the pasuk says by us now, im lo yigoyel ve'ele, if there will not be a gula from the previous mentioned gula, is the Bishibur, the Yotza Bishnas Hayoivu. Now I had three Gulas which I mentioned before. So on which Gula do I say is Leshicha, and which Gula is Leshibur? So Rabbi Yosi Aglili saw Mistavre Gulas Acherim Leshibur. Mistavre's Gulas Acherim is Leshibur. The Amrit Leshicha. Have a mimni below polkilei. That means if you'll say that a cherem go to the goy and appointed this eved and he can't work for them, so a cherem will never be appointed from the goy. So we defeated our purpose. We were mechadish adin gula from the goy. Ache nimka gula tialoi, but a cherem will never be goyim if they won't derive benefits. Someone's like to give money and they'll go out with shikha. They won't do such a thing. So therefore, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds misvarev. I should say gulas acherim is l'shibut. So now the pasuk flows beautifully. Im lo yigoyel ve'elo gulas kreivim is v'yotza b'shnas hayoyvo. So then he's mishubut to the acherim and v'yotza b'shnas hayoyvo. Rabbi Yosi Aglili sava mistavre gulas acherim l'shibut. Mistaves gulas acherim l'shibur. Now, yeah, that's what he said. Rabbi Kiva sava, mistaves gulas kreivim l'shibur. Mistaves gulas kreivim l'shibur. The amret l'shicha, kol yayma v'yayma, ozul u'mizabin nafshe. That means if the halacha will be that koivim, there's a mitzvah of gulas koivim, and if it's l'shicho, so this chavraman is a very good eitz. He'll sell himself each day to a goy, and then he'll just send an express letter to his koivim. You know, I have a big mitzvah for you. In the pasuk says, "Achay nimka gula tiyaloi." So a meila, big mitzvah, you gulas koivim. Ah, ashreichem. We'll do this every day. And why don't the Kaivim say they want to do mitzvahs? So Memela for the Torah said, no, the Kaivim are goyel, he has to be Meshubah to them. He's Meshubah to them, so that's what he gained from the whole deal, so he might as well decided to sell himself to the goyel, he'll remain by the goyel ready, so he won't repeat this too many times. Let us see what Rashi says. Look, Rashi. Goes on both. Avol hash to deceive the eila loy mishesh chilek bein eila lachelim. La markedisla. Yehochi de baalme nidrash lefanav ula achav. So how did Rabbi Kiva figure out Shibut the Yotzei Bishnas Hayoivu LaKoivim? How did he figure out Rabbi Kiva Eichem Mishtame Shibut the Yotzei Bishnas Hayoivu LaKoivim? How did he figure out that's going on Koivim? For he said it will go Ela Beila, but the Moses doesn't say Ela Beila. So how did Rabbi Kiva figure out that the Yotzei Bishnas Hayoivu is going on Koivim and Beila is going on Achayim? So the Gemara says, "Ela b'svara pligi kloima imshita lon tahay be'ela akroivim koi." If Ela is going on gulos koivim al kochav shibud to be yotzei b'shnas hayoivul acherim mishtam. If Ela is going on koivim, so then the yotzei is going on acherim. Now the shaila is, what is Ela going on? Ela b'svara pligi ihay be'ela akroivim koi. Is it going on Koivim? Oh, yeah, Acherim Koi. The Acherim Nami Bahi Kroksiv. That means Eila is going on one of the aforementioned Gulas. So I don't know, is it going on Gulas Koivim? And then it's Muchach and the Posek that by Gulas Koivim it's Yotza Leshicho. Or is it going on Gulas Acherim? So it's Muchach and the Posek that by Gulas Acherim it's Yotza Leshicho. The Amrit Kasif, you'll say that Gulas Kroivim is Lashicho, so he'll sell himself every day to a goy. Now let us see Taisvis. The Rabbi Yaisi Haglili Midi Ella Ba'achatsiv. Now this is a girsa which we do not have in our Gemara. And the Gilsa read as follows. It seems the Gemara did not like both drashes. He says, Rabbi Kiva's drasha was, Umleigol, Ela Beile, Yotze Bishnas Hayoivu. So the Gemara says, Ela Beile, Ksiv. It says, Ela Beile, he's stuck in the word. So the Gemara asked, so how does Rabbi Yosef Glila learn? Umleigol, Beile, Ela Beile, Yotze Bishnas Hayoivu. She also stuck in an Ella Ba'achel. Rabbi Kiva stuck the Ella before the Ella, and you stick in after the Ella. You got the Ella Ba'achel. So they say the Gils, we don't have this Gils, eh? Rabbi Yosef, you little me the Ella Ba'achel, see? Nire the legovis lay. This kash is not a kash. The pashta the krahochi, not pashib shat and pasik. It won't be a gula beila, it'll be yatsa bishnas hayayla. It means it'll be a different gula. There won't be a gula beila, there won't be a gula skoivim, there'll be a gula sacherim. So that's no kasha, midi elabach, see, that's pashta the krah. But if you'll tell me that this is a kasha, and elabach doesn't say, the maskon elamitar say, oh kasha, the Gemara only said, that is a machloikis Rabbi Yosi Aglili Rabbi Kiva, if the Eila is going on Gulas Kroivim, or is going on Gulas Achayim. But you see the Dash in the Elo Ba'acha. So if this is a Kasha, the Kasha was never answered. But the Reif Svarim ain't it. Reif Svarim, we don't have this Gilsa whatsoever. But the Svarim, the Galsilei, now those Svarim that do have this Kasha, Nira Laram, Lachi Perushe. Midi Elo Ba'achaksi. Given the way Ayri Klal Elo Mikroivim. Since. Given the way Ayri Klal Elo Mikroivim. No, the Rabbi Yisig Lili. The Bishar Kol Odom Lishibud. Dil Mikroivim Motsi Lemifrike. אבל אחרים למוצא למפריקי אפילו לשיבוד. איזה זה גמור ההלד, that the most מחדש לא ידעים דטרס וניגל is going on גולס אחרים. So the Gemara now did not know this. So the previous posik, according to the Gemara now, is only speaking about two gulas. Speaking about gulas kreivim and gulas atzmi. Bechal not speaking about gulas achayim. So the Gemara asked the Kasha Rabbi Yisigui was as follows. The Ram the Hochi Perushi, Midi Ella Ba'achaksi, this Pasuk speaking about, Ligol Be'el El Ba'acha, Kivin the La'ayri Klal Ella Mikhaivim. The Pasuk before is only speaking about Gulas Kroivim, is Minol Rabbi Yisigui the Vishal Kolodim Lashibu, that other people could be Goyalim Lashibu, Duma Kroivim Motsalim Ifrikei, Avalachem lemotzalem ifrike afilu lishibud. The Bechlad is no such concept of gulas acherim. Bochi mitarze shaper amaskola, the mairi kronami a gulas acherim. No, the posik. The previous posik is speaking about gulas acherim. The nigal is talking about gulas acherim. Im kein pasht de kroch yule make de isle make de isle some mele so that's the flow of the possibly go with this gula so then by the other gula it's viyatz bishna sayev slishib ela besvar kam ifnigi pesh be kontres ib shit along da hay be ele akrivim koim Eil is going to create my kocher shibu, the biyotz mishnasi yoivul, acherem mishnam. Could it come a rabbi yisig lili? Mishum de motzis lakshis la bekivim, mi di ela ba ilaksiv. Ela besvar a pligi, that means if Eile is going on kroivim, where we understood before, so then rabbi yisi is zicha correct, So the pashta that calls him legor ba'ele, elo b'chaykim b'yotz b'shnas ha'yoyba. Elo b'svare pligi yai ba'ele akroivim koi acherim koi. No, the machloik is between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisrael Glili is what the ele is going on. The acherim namiksi ba'aykro. So we mentioned two types of gu'ulis in the previous psukim. We mentioned gu'ulas kroivim, we mentioned gu'ulas chachaykim. Is now which gula is the Eila going on? Rabbi Yosi Sava Be'elu Eilu Kroivim. So it says Gulas Kroivim is Lashicho and Gulas Rechaikim is Lashibud Adayayvu. Rabbi Kiva Sava Be'elu Eilu Acherim. Rabbi Kiva holds no that Gulas Acherim is Lashicho and Gulas Kroivim is Lashibud. That is the Maskana Sagamal. So the Maskana Sagamalra is the Eila going on Kroivim or Rechoikim. That's the Machloikis Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yosef Lul. Vikshe Rabbeinu Baruch. Kiven the Isla Rabbi Kiva the Hai be Eila Eilu Acherim. Rabbi Kivos, Eilu is going on Acherim, Ulishichu. Heichi Kamalael, Rabbi Kiva, Be'eilu Lishibut. Before we had a Loshna Barai, he said that Rabbi Kiva said, Eilu is Lishibut. The Gemara to say so, because he dashes is Ela Be'eilu. But the Gemara falls up, but Rabbi Kiva says, Eilu Lishibut. Adarabba, Avala Meme, Be'eilu, Aina Acherim, Lishichu. That would have said Eila Lashimut means that what you say the Eila speaking about Klaima Mashat Takaira Baila Dainikraibim, I hold is Lashimut. But I personally hold the word Eila is going on Gulas Rukhaik. Bikitsa we had the vial Amachlaikis between Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yose Glili and Rabbi. Rabbi said the Ba'ala is coming to tell us by Nimkala Akum Ba'ala Hun Nigal Ba'ina Yaitza Bishesh. So we'll see soon the Emerson Rabbi holds Ba'ala is going Sagulas Acherim, Sagulas Kroibim, but there's a Gula Hun Nigal. Ba'ala Hun Nigal. Ba'ina Nigal Bishesh. He doesn't have a Yitzhiyav Shesh. And Rabbi Yisig Lil Rabbi Kiva hold the Ba'ala is differentiating between two types of gulas. Ba'ala, according to Rabbi Gulas Kroibim, it's Lashicho. And if not, it's V'yotu B'yoyvel, if it's Gulas Acherim, it's Lashibur. And B'kiva holds Fakat, Ba'ala is Lashicho, and Ba'ala, which is Gulas Acherim, is Lashicho, and if not, Gulas Kroibim is Lashibur. That's what we have till now. Zot the Gemara weiter, Omar Rab Chia bar Rabba, Omar Rab Yochanan, Zo Divrei Rab Yosi Aglili bar Rab Akiva, that hold, that there's only one Gula L'Shicho, and there's one Gula L'Shibut. Avol Chachomim Oimrim, Haka L'Shicho, Man Chachomim, Rabbi Yi, because Rabbi, the Mapik Lei Lahai Be'ele, L'Drosh Achine. Rabbi uses the Eile for Drosh Achine, that Eila comes, that he doesn't go out b'sheish, so Rebbe holds, but by the Gula, Saigulas Acherim, Saigulas Kroibim, is L'shicho. O Mikra Nidrosh, Bein Lefonov, Bein Leachov. Fine. Frag the Gemara, now we're going to have a very interesting Gemara over here. The Rebbe, so according to Rebbe, so in Leigo Be'ele means, not the way we learned till now, well, if this gula, but they have a different gula. Okay, all gulas are l'shicho. So what does Rabbi do with the legal b'ayla v'yotza b'shnas ha'yoybol? All gulas are l'shicho. The Rabbi hai v'yotza b'shnas ha'yoybol my ovid lay. Mi boi lelich v'sanye v'yotza b'shnas ha'yoybol. Boi v'et kechom sh'yesh ne'tachas yotcho. The posik is telling us, a goy that is under our jurisdiction, and we keep all about him over him. So if even though you go about, there's no gula. So if there's no gula, so who's he working for? He's working for the guy, and no one was gula. It's v'yotza b'shnas ha'yoyvel. So then when it comes yoyvel, we go over to the guy, we give him a pat on the back, and we say, you know, it's yoyvel. He says, so? So that means your head goes for free. There's a yitzia of yoyvel. We'll see, this is telling us more than that, but let's just call Ayainai Ella Baivit Kahom Shainai Tachas Yotcha. Maybe it's speaking about a goy Shainai Tachas Yotcha. Amrit Rinav Shalasis Loi Aina Kosinda Baivit Kahom Shayashli Tachas Yotcha. That means it has to be speaking about a goy that we have, that we could balabatava over. Because if we can't balabata over, much of the Vyotza Bishnas Hayoibo. Shalom, enough in the pasuk. That doesn't mean anything to the goy. Sal kochach, it's speaking about that we can balabatev over him. So then we tell him v'yotza b'shnas hayoyv. But this pasuk is tanga samoyu de gezach, which we will soon see. L'chesanya, l'lamdoch. So Rashi says already what the chiddush is. Sha'af al pi shoyved kechovim tachas yotcha. We are balabatim over the goy. Im lo yigoyl. So it says in the pasuk, yishtabit boy ad ha-yoyvel. So then he works for the goy to yoyvel. V'yater ha-shoy lo v'yolo v'akif. That means really, we're we were strong. We're not scared of this guy. He's outnumbered 100 to 1. He's whatever we'll tell him. We can do whatever we want to do. So we would think, listen, we put up a kohen who wants to have a big mitzvah of a gula. This yid is nebuch and nebed to a goy. It's a big sign. The sign was hanging by Smedlish for 5 weeks. No one knew if to lay some ice. So now he's working for the guy. You know what sorts of guy he's working by the guy. It's mamish ha'atzreisnish. We pass by each day, we see him by the guy. It's mamish, so a kanoi comes. No, we don't have any money to lay some ice, but we'll just go and we'll slap him out. We're not scared of this guy. We'll take him away. We'll do a mitzvah. We'll rattle him from goyim. He's a working by a missionary over here. It's a shrek over here. He's working in the church, Rahman and Islam. They made an appeal, no one had any money. So you don't just go, you just go and slap him out, and he can't do anything. The police are, who's gonna call? It's a Jewish police and a Jewish shaita, everything, so. No. If you're not going to lay some ice, you let him work for the guy. You'll work for the church. You want it bothers you? Be lay some ice. But like this, the yotza be yavel. He stuck there till yavel. A yavel be in 49 years. So well, but that's shot in the pasuk. Let us see what Taisu says. The Rebbe, hi the yotza b'shnas ha-yavel, my ovid loy. Like boy, what does he do with the pasuk? A very interesting lush. Like boy, lemay osa. No, mi boy, leisheni yaitz mitachas shadoi vit kechav ma de yoibel. I mean, the pasuk is telling us he goes out by yoibel. Allah, he boy, amay noket vishnas a yoibel. Ksi bekra achini at shnas a yoibel. That means the gemara is mayadik meduyi. If you look at the psukim says when you lay the mice, v'chi shavim kainayu, mishnasi mocher loy at shnas a yoibel. You figure out how much is from when he was sold to yoibel. Mima'at nishabashanim at shnas a yoibel. So the pasuk before says klo, that the mechir is still yoibel. So I know that the mechir is still yoibel. So the Gemara is asking my boy, what do you do with this pasuk? Not what the pasuk is telling us. The pasuk tells me goes out yoibel. That's what the pasuk is telling us. But I know that already. So what is the yitta coming to tell us? So the yitta is coming to tell us a big chiddush, even though we balabatim mitzakum tachas yodoi, and we see him working in the church, and we would think, Kanoim, we have to go and get him out of there. What's pshat? So the pasuk says, don't you dare. You leave him there. If you're not going to be goyim, v'yotza, b'shnas hayev. V'yavet kechav mafitaisis, v'yavet kechav m'sheyesh nitach ha-shot, ha-peres pe-kuntres, im lo yi goyil, yishtavet boi ad ha-yavel. You're not allowed to come with treidlich and schlep him out and with treidlich. He works there till yavel. Don't you do anything. That's what the pasuk is telling us. A big chiddush that we can be a kanoi, but you don't chepe. If you don't give them, you don't repay them for their purchase, he works there. So Taisus says, there's another pasuk that tells us this. The previous pasuk that says when you make the geula, so it says, v'chishev im kaineyu, mishnasi mochalei achnas hayevu. So the previous pasuk tells us that you make a cheshbon with him. You make a cheshbon. Dibayvet kechavim. I mean, what's talking about? I'll make a cheshbon. I come over to a guy that's not tachas yotcha, so I'll make a cheshbon. You know, he was sold for till yovel. So yovel, it's 5 years till yovel. So it's you bought him for $5,000, $1,000 a year. Here's $4,000. It worked a year for you. I mean, but the process is you make a cheshbon with him. So it has to be speaking about Tachas Yodai. If the guy's not Tachas Yodai, so you make a cheshbon with him. It's meaning that the guy doesn't make an cheshbonis. He's gonna be here till I decide to get rid of him. It means Harkoch is being about Akam Tachas Yodcha. And it says you have to make a cheshbon. Yerushalayim Adin Mehasam Havamina Demayri Bayrit Kechom Sheine Tachas Yodcha. I would think it's speaking about a guy that's not Tachas Yodcha. The Asi Kol Emeina Shemidin Loi Esadin Loivit Kechom. We knock on the door. The guy is more powerful than us. We knock on the door tactfully. We, yes, come in. And we tell him, you know, you have an Eved that's working for the church. Yes. We'd like to inform you, according to Jewish law, there's a schus geula to Yaivu, and we know, since he's a Jew, you'd like to go according to Jewish law. And so we're just telling you this. If it works, well, Hashem. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But you try your best. So this pasuk v'chishavim kainayu could be speaking about a guy we have no shlita over. We can't balabat of it. But the Torah says, listen, go make a cheshma with him. Try your best. If it works, it works. Yeah. If he wants to be mekabel the din Torah, no, a guy can understand Jewish law sometimes. How do you sell chometz to a guy? I mean, explain to him. Maybe then he gets profitable upon him. So you tell him this. But a guy that's not tachas yotcha. I would think a guy that's taken not, that is tachas yotcha, you just go, and then you knock on the door, and when the kalach comes to the door, he's tachas yotcha, you say, you know, there's a Jew here working for the church, he says, yes, and shuldig. We can't permit such a thing, and you take him away a good and talk, that's what I would think. Kamash malon, hokro de iyata, this is an extra posse. So this pasuk is coming to tell us, there's an extra pasuk. The dinim I know already, how the dinim are. Now this pasuk is coming to tell us, Shafulu yochalaitziyai bal kochai, Afulu we could take him away bal kochai, leisavi olu bakifin, vulayetzei elim ken yishalim kesef. That's what this pasuk is coming to tell. The yotzah bishnas hayoivu. If even though it's tachas yotcha, you could come with the police and the army, and they could take him out of, they could take him out of the church. You make a cheshbon with him, and if you have no cheshbonis to make, a guten tag. Don't be a kanoi and don't take him away, unless you make a gula. Yeah. So this pasuk is speaking about tachas yotcha, and the previous pasuk is speaking about not tachas yotcha. This is v'chishivim kaneyu. The Tosfos v'av gav d'chsiv in the previous pasuk v'chishivim kaneyu the darshin alei sheyedakdik im kaneyu v'lo yigleim olo. That's the Rishash's gifts. That's the gifts of the Mabba Bekama. The Gemara in Baba Kama says in the previous pasuk that you have to make an erlich cheshbon with him and you can't fool him. So if he's not tachas yotcha, so versteht sich, he's the Bala boss. I want to make a cheshbon with him. So he says, 1 second, let me call my accountant. And he takes out the calculator and they start making cheshbonis. So what's the pasuk telling me? Make a good cheshbon with him. So Taisa says, "Pamim shiachal harim olav latoisay b'din v'cheshbon." No. Even though the guy is a balabos, he comes with his calculator, his computer, and his account. But a Yiddish kepul we can fadrei him a cup also, and then he'll end up by. I could fool him theoretically. Zok the pasuk, don't you dare. That's the first pasuk. So the first pasuk is telling us, that even if it's ainei tachas yotcha, that you have to make a cheshbon, and even though you think you can fool them, you make an elach a cheshbon. And this pasuk is telling us that even histachas yodcho, and he's meshubet to the yidden, whatever the yidden gonna do, he can't fight with them. So this pasuk is coming to tell us that v'yotza b'shnasa yoivu, if you're not making a geula, he works in the church. That's what this pasuk is telling us. Now we're going to have a moira de ketaisvus. V'im taima, v'aktaisvus, I ba'ovet kechav sheyesh netachas yotcha. If we're speaking about a guy sheyesh netachas yotcha, mashayich yoivu, v'lomali nami dig de klau, if that's what taisvus kash is, but let's go a little further. So you have to understand what Tosfos Kash is and what Tosfos Teretz is. So Baruch Hashem, we have a Tosfos Harosh that elaborates a little, and we'll see very interesting things. The Taisa Rosh said, brings down Taisa's Kasha, but he explains it a little better. If we're speaking about a goy sheyesh neitachas yotcha, we can bawl about it. Mashayich kan yitzias yoivul, so what's the, you wait till yoivul, leman da oma gezel goy muta. There's a machlekes in the Gemara. There's a man the yama that holds gezel akum is mutter. Hanaz a man the yama. What did he do with his posik? You have a goy tachas yotcha. He's working for the church. V'aloi b'yadayim yochel goizloi. I can go over and I knock on the door and the gala comes to the door. Where's that shamish that's working for you? And he brings him. I take him away. Goodbye. So that was Taisus Kasha. Mano Tzricha Lidbagdik, Lidikduk Zay. After he works the Yoivu. What do you works the Yoivu? Gazel Akum is Mutta. Vieshleima. Emphor Taisus. This is this lesson of the Taisus Harosh. The Kivin, the Hagoy Botachboy. Let's look back a little bit. Let's not be the Kanoim now. Let's go back when the goy purchased the Eved knocked on the door by the church. No one wanted to take him for work, it seems, for some reason. He knocked on the door. There was a sign by the church looking for an Eved. Knocked on the door. So he said, you're looking for an Eved? Yes. Good. I'm a very suitable thus. Fine. He shows him his credentials. Fine. He's good. So given that guy bought that boy, how much does? Told him how much the price is. The nosan loy mo'isav al meche gufay. So he sold himself. He gave him money. It's a deal. Sold. Bo akosuf lashmiinon. So the pasuk comes and tells us shetzoich ledagdik imoy mibnechil lashem. Ragezel akum is muter. It's a chil lashem. So the meile. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. Yeah. He's the galach has to listen to you every 6 months. He has to come to apply for a license. But it'll be a chilul Hashem. So here the kasha. So listen, if it's a chilul Hashem, so what do you need a pasuk for? I mean, what's the pasuk coming to tell us? I mean, the parsha of chilul Hashem is a different parsha. If this is a chilul Hashem, so I need a posik. So this posik is to tell me this is a chilul Hashem. So I found Baruch Hashem, a bachon on this, the kasha. He blames my kasha. I thought to say, I don't know if the teretz is such a good teretz, but I'd like to elaborate a little to understand what's flying over here. Agavulchet ha'arzet ve'irav. He brings down from the Piskei Taisvis by us. The Piskei Taisvis says, Gezel akum loishori b'dovor sha'akum nosan olav mo'isav. So he says, it seems in the Pesukei Tosfos that the Pesukei Tosfos telling us aloch en gezel akum, not aloch en chilul Hashem, gezel akum loishori b'dovor sha'akum nosan olav mo'isav. But I'd like to just elaborate for a few minutes. The first Rashi in Chumash, so Rashi explains from Rabbi Yitzchok, why does the Torah have to start from Bereishis Borelikim? Zot Rashi, Shem Yoimru Umay So Oilom Listem Atem, Shekivashtem Alze Shivas Goyim. The Umay So Oilom say, a bunch of rappers, you were Kivish Eretz Canaan. Aimrim Lohem. So we tell the Umis Oilam, look at the beginning of Bereshis. Kol ha'oreit shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in the world belongs to the Ben Shloilam. Lashem ha'oreit samalaya. Hu boro, he created it. V'nosna lasha yoshe beinov. He gave it to who he decided to give it to. B'rtzaynoi nosna lahem. U'b'rtzaynoi notla mehem v'nosna lahem. So what are we saying? What are we answering the Goyim? So we told the Goyim, I got news for you. Eretz Yisrael is not yours. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom's. The Rabbeinu Shalom, whatever is in this world, it's yours. It's Rabbeinu Shalom's. He created it. It's his. He let you use it. Then he decided it's going to be ours. That is, and so it comes out. So what does Rashi say? So there's no teretz listed. Are you taking it away from us? The pshat is, it wasn't yours to begin with. It was yours, mitzad the Rabbi Shalom gave it to you, and it's yours, because my Rabbi Shalom wants it should be yours. Now he wants it should be ours, so it's ours. That's not listed. That is not called listed. I'm not taking away from you. Now, if we hold, there's a mandiyoma that holds gezel akum is mutter. There's a mandiyoma that holds gezel akum is mutter. The Gemara in Baba Kama brings down a pasuk, "Va'achalta es kol ha'amim asher Hashem olekecha noisin loch, bizman shehem mesurim biyotcha." There's a pasuk, "Va'achalta es kol ha'amim asher Hashem olekecha noisin loch." What does "va'achalta" mean? It doesn't mean I buy it from you. "Va'achalta es kol ha'amim." Where's the Yoisha? We have the same parents of Rabbi Yitzchak. That's Rabbi Yitzchak said. Whatever the Amim have, it's theirs? It's not theirs. It's the Rabbeinu Shlomo's. The Rabbeinu Shlomo said, V'chaltas kol Amim. The Rabbeinu Shlomo said now that this money belongs, that's the Ratzon Hashem, the money you accumulated belongs to Klal Yisrael. That's according to Madyom Gezel Akim his mother. Just let me make a Maimar HaMuska. The Shem Mishmul says in a note that when the Haman came to Achashverosh, so he wanted to give him money. So Achashverosh said, "No, I'm not taking any money." So the Shem Mishmul says, "Why do we need this whole scenario to give him money and take money?" So he says, "Because you have to understand, because the Rabbi Yisrael made a cheshbon that the base Haman will be given to Mordechai." Now, this money was the keren of the Bayesheni. In Yisod, the Haman was the financial supporter of the Bayesheni. So all the money he had is very precious. This is needed for Mordechai, for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Bayesh made a bazunda hashgach, the Hashveira should be, no, keep the money for yourself. This was a hashgache, because this money was intended for Klal Yisrael. So that's why the money remained the base of them. Of Al Kalponim, according to the man, Yomadol's Gezel Akum is Mutter, it's Mutter. That means that we have the same Rabbi Yitzchak that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosnoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Notloi. If your Gezel Akum is Mutter, it's Mutter. Fine. So Memele, that was the kasha of the Tosfos. So Tosfos said, I don't understand. So that means I can go into this church. He has a Cadillac, the Galah. He hears the shamish. When it comes to the Cadillac, what's the halacha? I go and take away the Cadillac. Here's the lakum is mutter. I'm allowed to take it away. There's no shayla. I'm allowed to take it. There's no v'chaltas kol amim. It's permitted to take. That's in the gez lakum is mutter. So when it comes to the yeved, so the Cadillac I take away, and the yeved, the guy starts talking. Is the gula? Not got any money. So the pastor says, don't you dare take him away. So the pastor says, what's this yid different than the Cadillac? I think it's a bigger mitzvah to take the yid away than the Cadillac, because he never he's by the church. That was Tosfos kasha. He can yoyvul do. Take him away, finish. What's the Tosfos answer? This is different than the Cadillac. The Cadillac, this is the guy's Cadillac, the Tosfos v'chaltas kol amin. So finished. That was, he bought a Cadillac from another guy, whatever it is, you'll have to take it. You'll have to take the Cadillac. That's no shayla. This Eved that belongs to this Galach, this Eved, he had gone over to the Yid. And he said, he knocked on the door of the Yid, and then he wanted a job, and the guy gave him a job, and he paid for him, and there was an agreement, and a nutmach, and it was a psalpi, samacholov, potacholov. The guy gave this Yid money out of his own pocket. That means you have to understand, his wallet is in a safe usually, because gezalakim is mutter. He can't walk around with, with an open wallet, gezalakim is mutter. His wallet is in a safe. So when this yid came and he said he wants to sell himself, he relied on the yid. He relied on the yid and he bought the yid. Bought a cholov. And the nosan loy ma'isav ameche gufay. This already you can't chapter with him. So we have could be amachloikis the basis. Arosh and the Piskei Taisus. Could be the Piskei Taisus, the way the thousand way Rav wants to say, is telling us, this does not fall into the heter of Gezalakum. We said Vachalta's Kolam, but that is. If he bought something, he bought the Yid, Machas Gufa, and the Yid saw, and he put his trust in the Yid, the Bata Cholam, and he sold himself, this does not go into the heter of Gezalakum. Fine. But according to the Taisus Arosh, Taisus Arosh seems to shout Chilul Hashem. So we're back to the Kasha, Chilul Hashem. So it's a Chilul Hashem, so I need a pasuk for. Now I'd like to say something. I don't know if it's true, if it's not true, but maybe there's some truth to it. We have a Moiridike Machloikis between Yaakov Avinu and Shimon and Levi. The Shimon and Levi went, they took Nina, they killed out the whole Shechem. And Yaakov has a taina, and Shimon and Levi, achaltem oisi lahavisheni. He had a taina on them. You were mevayish me. So the Sefuna says, sheyoimru sheshikalnu beemunaseinu. They'll say, it was a deal. It was an upmach. And the Shikalnu Bemunaseinu. That could be, that was the taina of Yaakov. What are the going to say? Yaimru Shikalnu Bemunaseinu in our trust. Yaakov me the Se'emes. This what you did was wrong. What did Shimon HaLevi answer? Hakizayne Yases Achayseinu. Shagoy Litvoya Albayna. That's what the Sfona says. What do you mean? Look what they did to us. Sheroi litvoya elboina. Now, it seems there was a machloikis between Yaakov Avinu and Shimon HaLevi. Mitzad echot, it wasn't such a nice, proper thing to do. She shikalnu bemunaseinu. She yoimru. People don't talk. She shikalnu bemunaseinu. It's not nice. So that was Yaakov Avinu's taine. But they taine it, because there's another cheshbin over here. Achazayna nasa lachiseinu. This means that we have to be tebeya elboina. Rabbi Yankiv says in Emes LeYaakov, we don't find that Yaakov Avinu shlugged them up. I don't know. It could be the machlokes. The machlokes, Doyle Yisrael, what the proper thing was to do. It could be, and we have to understand one thing, that this Taisvis is not a Poshet Taisvis. What does that mean? It's not Poshet. According to Rebbe, Rebbe holds the Eile is coming to tell us, Ve'ilo nigal, ve'ine nigal, v'sheish. But there's no gul. Every gul is l'shichol. So what is the pasuk telling us? If the pasuk is telling us, is a miyutadik pasuk that's telling us, if there's no gula, he works for the guy. And it's telling us, akum pachashot, but it's telling us halachas, that he works for the guy. Let me ask one pertinent question. Does Rabbi Yossi Aglili and does Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva have this pasuk? They don't have this pasuk. They don't have this pasuk at all. I am the pasuk is, Be'eles is l'shichol, and if the other one is goyel, it's l'shibbo. They don't have this pasuk. And according to Rabbi Yisig, Lili, and Rabbi Kiva, we name the Taisvus Kasher. So if Yod Gezel Hakam is mutter, so. And it's Tachas Yotcho, why can you take him away? It could be you could take him away. So it could be there's a machloikis tanoim here, and this machloikis we have to understand. We're in a difficult situation. Mitzad Echad, we have a yid that was sold to a Eikam Mishpachas Ger, to an Avodah Zarah Atzmei. He's gonna be 49 years in the church, and what's gonna be with him? What's gonna happen with him? It's not a kleinekeit. Good, we don't have money to be paid. We don't have finished. But Al Kaponim was a big, he paid a lucrative price for this guy for 49 years for Yovel. He paid a very lucrative price. So what's gonna be? So we have here a machloikas tanoim what the halach is. What should be? In Hilchis moment, if we learn, not like the Piskei Taisis, that it's the Torah's machadish something in Gezel Akum Mitzasa. If we learn Al Tzchilul Hashem, in Hilchis moment, there's a heta. There's a heta v'achaltas kol ha'amim. Ha'teire hifkiron mamoinen shal Yisrael. Mamoinen shal Akum. The Torah was mapke the moment. In Hilchis moment, I have a right to take it. No, ma'yoymru. Fine. Ma'yoymru is a cheshbon. But there's another cheshbon. Manasseh l'cheseinuch. I mean, so what's going to happen with him? He's going to be So it seems in this difficult shaila we have here, that's not machlokes tanoim, that Rebbe holds, the pasuk tells us, that that's the criteria. And according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosef Gwili, we have to learn. I don't have such a pasuk that tells us this. So we're by the Taisis of Rosh Hashanah, if he came to Ran Yoimu, if Gezel Akam is mutter, so what's the shiloh? Let's get him out of there as quick as possible.